It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. It's Tuesday afternoon. We like to visit with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. How's it going, Jen?
It is going just fine. Thank you. Good to be with you.
Glad to have you on. Unfortunately, we may need to start by talking about some kind of bummer news, and that is that the state legislature, the Senate, is set to take up the vote of overriding Governor Cooper's veto of the abortion ban bill. That's supposed to start at about 4 o'clock. And we've talked about this briefly in the past, but I wonder if you could talk, just share a little bit about your thoughts on this as it goes forward this afternoon and why it's important to protect reproductive rights.
Well, I think you could describe my mood as hoping for the best until the votes are all counted, but expecting the worst. You know, I was at Governor Cooper's veto rally over the weekend, and I think that he was very correct about something, which is that there are members who have been poised to override the veto who probably know inside that this is not the best thing. These abortion bans are not the best thing for women, and they're not the best thing for our state. I've been thinking a lot about how there's the moral aspect to this, course, of just the right to bodily autonomy and the right to make our own decisions about when and if we choose to carry pregnancies. And then there's also just the fact that if we want North Carolina to be a thriving state, and these are our leaders who are making decisions that are supposed to make our state a thriving place, you want it to be a place where people want to move, where people want to raise their children, where businesses want to locate. And yesterday, one of the things that caught my eye was how a group of businesses got together and had a press conference talking about how this abortion ban would be bad for business, because businesses want to locate in places where their female employees can get the full range of medical care they need. So the list of reasons why this ban is terrible is quite long, and if it goes into effect, I'm really grateful for the people on the front lines who will keep fighting to provide the care that people need.
We're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver, and we're talking on the eve of the state Senate taking up a vote to override Governor Cooper's veto that would essentially make North Carolina a forced birth state. I do want to turn our attention a little bit closer to hyper-local government now, as we are fully into budget season now. And I know that the Hillsborough Town Board will be meeting next week. I assume that there will be budget items on that agenda. I know you probably don't know specifically what's going to be talked about, but I assume we're getting into budget season now in Hillsborough as well.
Absolutely. So on Monday, it will be the public comment for our budget. It'll be our budget workshop, basically. So it's our work session and public hearing on the proposed FY 2024 budget. So strongly encourage people to attend that meeting or watch it on YouTube, because this is where all the determining factors for where your money goes, taxpayer money, and of course, our water and sewer customers as well.
I think the thing that's got a lot of people's attention is that proposed raise in water and sewer fees. Can you talk about that a little bit more?
Sure. Well, at this point, I don't have a whole lot to say beyond what I said last week, just basically that there's work to be done to really get a full grasp on what those rate increases need to look like over time, but that there is likely to be an interim rate increase just to help us keep the deficit from getting, you know, larger than inordinately large. So we're going to have a stopgap raise, most likely, that will not actually reflect the full amount that it probably should be raised, but we don't have all the figures that we need to provide that justification at this time. So that's real important to us, to have the numbers that back things up.
And I'm sure we'll get into a lot of this in more detail next week after we've got a little bit more clarity. But after having sat with an idea of what's going to be in that budget for a while, what are you most excited about in there?
Well, I am really excited. And there was a press release that came out about this today. I'm just so excited about the skate park. This is such the community has been asking about this for such a long time. You and I have talked about it on numerous occasions. And, you know, the town board asked if the timeline for it could be moved up. It is in the town manager's draft budget, and I expect that it will stay there because this is something that the Board of Commissioners is very committed to.
Excellent, Glenn. Excited to hear more about that. That's definitely caught a lot of people's attention, especially with the feedback session that happened a few weeks ago. It was definitely beneficial and got the community thinking about what they wanted out of that sort of facility. Also wanted to talk a little bit, with a little bit of perspective now, since you've had a couple of weeks since you made it official that you will not be running again for mayor, and now kind of that clock is ticking with the amount of time you have left in service to the community. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about what some of your priorities are now that you've had some time to kind of let it sink in that there's a definite end date to your tenure as mayor.
Absolutely. I think at the very top of that list is adopting the adoption of the comprehensive sustainability plan. It's really interesting just to have an inward look as I move towards separating from being a leadership role in the town, and just it's giving me a new look at that comprehensive sustainability plan too, because it's so important that it needs to last regardless of who the political players are, because we're going to change and town staff is going to change. But we've worked so hard on this document, and it has a forward-looking approach. And so certainly it will be, it's designed to be adaptable over time with new information, but that plan really needs to be guiding the work of the town for the foreseeable future, even as the players change. So being sure it is, up to what we want it to be while I still have a say in that feels really like a high priority for me. So I'm looking forward to that over the next couple of months. Also excited about master planning for the acreage around the train station. I hope that we're able to get that rolling while I'm still in office. So my fingers are crossed there.
You know me, we'll definitely devote a large portion of conversation to talking about the train station. That's like my favorite topic. I did want to circle back on the comprehensive plan. As you were saying, the players are going to change. I'm wondering just logistically, what mechanisms are in place to hold that plan, like hold new leaders to that plan? If the whole board turns over and there's a new mayor, what's stopping a new board from just scrapping that plan entirely?
Wow, that's a really great question. And I think at the bottom line, it is a commitment of the community to the plan and to holding leadership accountable and to good government, because I think good government, typically has an eye toward continuity of some sort, not being able to, part of how politics works, right, is that it's about power. So I think that that's also true. There could be a wave, a wild swing of, a majority of people who wants to go in a different direction, and they could do that. That's how the democratic process works. So I think that what's important is that if people in the community think that this is a good plan, then they also have to be committed to supporting leadership that also thinks that this is a good plan.
We're visiting with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. We're almost out of time already, so I want to leave this last couple of moments here for anything that you wanted to point out or any upcoming activities or events that you wanted to give a shout out to.
Well, it's a little bit quieter on the event front this weekend in Hillsborough, but certainly lots of beautiful work happening at our art galleries. I know that there's lots of stuff happening for people with school age kids, lots of end of the year things going on. So I really would just like to give one more plug for the fact that we're having our public hearing on the budget this coming Monday night at 7 o'clock. And you can sit in your living room and watch it on YouTube if you don't want to come, but we'd be happy to see folks in person as well.
You can get all the information about that at hillsboronc.gov. Our guest has been Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. Thank you so much for making the time, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks for having me. Talk to you soon.